What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
We got a hell of an interview today. You want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell the people what you're about?
I'm Gregory II. I'm a poet. I'm the host of Poetry and Chill KC. And I'm an artist, entrepreneur, have my own clothing brand, Visionaries Clothing. Really can't put me in one category. I do a lot of things.
So, that's what's up.
Yeah, so.
So, Poetry and Chill. I've been looking on Facebook, Instagram. Like, I'm loving all the videos, the interviews that I'm seeing. Can you tell us what that is?
Well, first it just started because I wanted a platform for myself to perform as an artist.
Okay.
And then I did the first one. July 2017, it was like 60 people there. And like, I was like, well, who's all these people? Because there was nobody I knew.
Right.
I was like, they really came, and I had a live band. And then I did the second one, it was like over 100 people. And I was like, I think I got something here. And then the first one, I didn't even know I was going to host. It was by accident. So then like, because that's my biggest fear is speaking in front of people. So I like got out of my comfort zone because I had to host because I didn't have nobody to host. It's like, how am I going to run this show?
Right.
So it just kind of started like that. And then I took a break and then I did that Bistro 46 and it got real, it took off real big. And then I was like, oh, I need to do open mics. And then, you know, emails started coming in, everybody wanted to perform. So it just started off as me being about me. And then it just started being about actually the community and the culture.
That's
and
dope. That's real dope, man. So when I was younger and like, I want to say high school, freshman year, maybe a middle school, that poetry jam used to come on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I would watch it constantly, every week, get excited for it. And then I found out Poetry and Chill was kind of going on in Oklahoma City. And I'm like, what is going on
right
now?
That's what I'm trying, yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, for me, I think it's amazing what's going on. Now, you got started because you wanted to do this for yourself,
right?
So you can have somewhere for you to perform.
Right.
Now you have, how many people were at your last show?
Over 100. We've had over 100 plus every show. Bistro. The first one we had 300, and then the second one we had 300 plus, but he turned away 100 people. So, That was crazy. And then like every show we've had is a different crowd. Like every time I say who's new here, and like half the crowd raise their hand. I was just at UCO the other day, and they had intros, and I was up there, and I asked the crowd there like who's been to Poetry and Chill, and they're raising their hand. And it's just crazy. Then we did a thing for the kids.
Right.
And they submitted, it was over 40 submissions
for
kids. And I was like, oh, man, these kids like love it. So it's just, it's changing, it's shifting the culture right now. And I just want a platform for everybody and treat all the artists like stars, you know.
Because
there's a lot of talent here, man. And I knew it. And now it's talent that's coming out of nowhere. And I was like, you know, y'all did this. And
right.
Now I'm like figuring it out. So it's like teaching me a lot, personally.
Where is it at?
We do it at Queen Lounge. And we also do it, see, Poetry and Chill really doesn't have like a home. The brand just goes different places. So we started off at Black Wall Street. Then we went to Bistro 46 twice. And then the whole summer we was at Queen Lounge for the open mics. But we're going to be back at Bistro 46 for the anniversary.
How many times is it? Like once a week, once a month?
We do it every, well, first it started every other month. And then it picked up so fast, I did it twice a month. So I've been doing them twice a month. And now I'm just kind of slowing it down a little bit because we're getting ready for the anniversary in a couple weeks. And then we have our first kid events because we're trying to get the kids open mic going too. So
Before we get to the kids, I know you guys have your anniversary before that. When is your anniversary?
September 22nd.
September 22nd. And you guys are throwing a free event.
Yes, all our events is free. See, that's the thing about Poetry and Chill. Like, all our events are free entry. People started getting upset because they got there and they didn't have no seats. So we was like, hey, okay, we'll do VIP tables. So we started doing VIP tables and they always sell out. So we give people the chance. If you want guaranteed seating, you can buy a table. But other than that, it's free entry. No charge for the event.
Before we get into the anniversary thing, this might sound like a silly question, but we have listeners from all over.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly do you all do at Poetry and Chill?
Well, at Poetry and Chill, we have spoken word. We have live bands. Sometimes we have live bands. Now we've mixed it up. We have hip hop, R&B. We've opened arms to comedians. You know, we want actors to come. We want the platform to be for every genre of music, every talent. So when you come to the shows, most of the time with open mics, you'll get three or four feature artists. Sometimes it'd be mixed up. It'd be spoken word artists. It'd be R&B artists. And then we'll have like, I don't know if y'all heard Spunk Adams. Spunk, he'll come through with a saxophone and play for a little bit. And then after that, we have open mics. So open mic, it'd be rappers, it'd be all mixed. So you get a good show. So you get a little bit of mix of everything we kind of poetry and chill.
So have you noticed a positive impact in the community since you started doing this?
Oh, definitely. I mean, just people's confidence in group. Because, I mean, I just feel like the poetry and chill crowd is so loving. And, like, everybody's coming there. Because a lot of people come there, like, it's my first time. And everybody just stands up and really, like, motivates people. And it's motivated kids. Because, like, the first open mic, and it was kids in there, like 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds, 18-year-olds. I was like, oh, they're in here, you know? And they was like trying to get on the mic, and now they're actually performing. I had, the last event, I had a 15-year-old perform, two 16-year-olds, and a 17-year-old, and an 18-year-old. And they're like performing at my kid event in October, but they came to that one just to perform. And it's just crazy because the crowds at our events, it'd be like 17 to our parents' age in there. And I'd be like, we all having fun. It's like crazy. Like,
it's awesome.
Bringing people together.
Yeah, bringing everybody together. All different cultures. We're starting to diversify. You know, that was the whole mission. You know, I wanted it to be open for everybody to come, you know. So
accepting for everybody. Yeah, exactly. Man. Building confidence. So you got this kid event coming up in October. I know we'll get back to your anniversary event. What exactly is going on there with this kid event?
Well, we did the first one for LGR Week with Let's Get Right. We was partnering up with them. And we did an event. We had kids and adults perform. And the kids performing was such a good event and, like, the impact. So, we was like, we want to do another one with all kid performers. So, now we're going to have all kid performers. We got mime dancing. We got DJs, we got rappers, we got singers, we got live music. These are kids though, you know.
Everyone so, under 18?
Yeah, under 19 and under. Okay. So, we stop at 19. Spoken word. We got the youngest artist we have, I think she's 8, and she's a spoken word artist. And then we have another person that's dancing and singing, she's 5. So we're trying to really just switch it up with the kids, you know.
Man.
Promoting art.
Yeah exactly. Absolutely, we need that. Like, that's why I'm so happy about this event, happy that you're here with us, because we talk about art and how important it is on the show on different topics that we've talked about in different episodes. Mm-hmm. But the fact that we have somebody here that's putting together this event, and it's so awesome, the fact that you even said, you know, I started this for myself, and now
it changed. It's crazy how things happen. Like, you know, you start one mission, and it taught me how to be selfless. Because, like, my biggest crowds, I didn't get to perform at. And it was, like, 300 people. And I was just like, you know, I wanted it for myself. You know, you think, like, I want this crowd. And,
absolutely.
And I let the other artists and to help them out and to see how the love. Because I actually had my first, when I stepped out of my comfort zone, I reached out to Original Flow. I don't know if y'all know Original Flow.
Yeah, absolutely. We had him on here not too long ago.
I reached out to him to see if he performed because I wanted the hip-hop community.
Right.
And he came through. And, man, I'm telling you, it was a dope show. Like, he had his band with him. And now I got Fresh coming through, Desi Rain. I'm just trying. And then I'm linking up with Gorilla Breed next week for Humble Vibes. Yeah, Drew Swain, they're doing Humble Vibes at Queen Lounge.
That's awesome.
So it's just like bringing people together. And I didn't know how much, I didn't think I was going to be that person to do it, you know.
Right.
And like, I was like, man, I always said, man, people need to share, you know, work together. And when I got in that position and people was hitting me up, I was like, yeah, I want to actually, you know, work with different brands and people. So, because it's different type of demographics and different type of people and everything. So, like, when I go to their shows, them people don't be at my shows and vice versa. So, it's good to see that. And them coming to my shows, I'm like, oh, man. Like, and that's who I, you know, I am hip-hop. You know, I love hip-hop.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's my first love.
And that's dope. We've had, you know, Fresh on here. We've had Original Flow. We've had Conway. We've talked about Gorilla Breed and all the good things that they're doing. It's awesome to see you on here. That's what we're here for, part of the reason. We see the same thing that you're seeing. People going to these shows, but they're not necessarily going to the other show.
Right.
But you guys are all doing something so great. There's so many positive things that are going on, especially with the show. You're building confidence, bringing people together. I would suggest at the barbershop the other day, I kid you not. So Original Flow walks in, you know, I'm talking to him. We run into each other constantly at random places. And we were actually talking about poetry and chill.
Mm-hmm.
And then you text me the very next day.
For real?
Yeah, I swear. That's how
I've been wanting to get on y'all show. I was just waiting on the, yeah, I was seeing
I brought
stuff.
I brought it up to get you on that Sunday. That same week, I ran into Flow. And the next day you text me. It like happened, like it was meant to be for sure. Right. So
I'm definitely
happy that you're on. You're talking about everything that you're talking about. So when is the kids event?
Kids event is October 13th, and that will be at the Original Douglas Page Woodson,
okay,
on 600 North High Avenue.
Okay, cool, cool.
So that'd be going on. Definitely.
And your 1 year anniversary, I know you guys are like taking a little bit of break for this, right? You guys have a show coming up soon, and then
Yeah, we have Humble Vibes. We're doing Gorilla Breed, Humble Vibes next week. And then we're doing the anniversary. And then we're working on kids' events. But then we're trying to, because it's open mic, people are still wanting to do open mic. We were just on News 9 this past week.
Right.
And they promoted our open mic. So then, you know, the emails and inbox and blowing like, hey, how can I get on the mic? And it's crazy because there's so many different people. I mean, like, our first open mic, we had like 35 signups.
That's amazing.
And it's like, you know, and every time. So now I have to, the first 10 is guaranteed. And after that, it's just like random picks because it's not enough time. So that's why we're trying to figure out a way to do nothing.
You start more a events. Platform, man.
Yeah, there's more events. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
The fact that they have a platform to perform, people are going to start coming in. And it's organized from everything that I've heard from people that have went. Like, I haven't been able to make it out. Now that the baby's a little bit older, we actually talked about going. We're going to the one-year anniversary for sure. We've talked about that already, me and the wife. So I'm real excited for all this stuff, man. We definitely appreciate you coming on. I know we have a couple more questions for you. JP, you have anything real quick?
Tim's talking way faster than I can like throw him out. I agree with everything Tim said. Great thing about Poetry and Chill is it's bringing people that are trying to do positive things in the community together. That's mm-hmm. what we're trying to do. But I want to talk about what you're wearing right now.
Yes.
Check out the visual episode, not just for everyone that's listening to the audio. So you're
Poetry and Chill.
So basically all of your clothing that I've seen has just been super positive.
Yes.
What made you get into that idea? Just positive clothing.
This started back in California. Me and my girlfriend V, we came up with Visionaries Clothing, and it was started from Mike Brown. When Mike Brown got killed, I had a Don't Shoot shirt, and it was very controversial because it was like a cop, but the cop didn't have a color on him, but he had a gun at a baby. And it was a black baby, and people really was bothered by that shirt. And I started wearing that shirt a lot. I wore it all over. I was wearing it everywhere. And then I did My Color's Not a Crime. And I started doing shirts like that, more like revolutionary type of shirts. And then when we came up with the Poetry and Chill idea, I was just going to put basic text, you know, just Poetry and Chill. And V was like, no, we should put a heart. And I was like, man, ain't no dudes going to wear no hearts, you know. And now, like, all the dudes are wearing hearts, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, most guys wear these shirts, you know. So, you know, she was right on that one. So I had to change up a little bit. But, yeah, so really we wanted a brand to support people of color, you know. Like, they have a voice, especially with the Poetry and Chill. It was just all about love. So when people wear this shirt, it's more about self-love, you know, being yourself. So that's what a lot of people, I've heard what people feel like when they come there. So that's what kind of gave me the message. At first, it was just a shirt, you know. But now when people wear it, when they come in there, it builds their confidence. So I give free shirts. I mean, any artist that perform for me, I give them free shirts. You know, I've given so many free shirts away just so people can wear them and, you know, support the movement, you know.
Absolutely.
So. Sound like anybody you know, Tim? Sound like you might, you know.
No, man, I'm such a huge fan. I've been following you on social media for a while now, and like just watching the growth, especially in this Poetry and Chill, just watching the growth in this, I'm like, what is going on? How are they doing this? And it, like, to hear how you started it, to me, it's just like, wow,
yeah,
this is impressive. And
I think just in Oklahoma, people, like, they want something, you know, and the crowd there, they want to come, they want to support, they love the artists. I mean, they really support these artists. They go to them, follow them on social media.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to, and that's why I want to keep putting on good shows for these people. Like, and putting
everyone loves community, and that's what you're providing. That's why everyone's wearing a heart on their t-shirt. It's not about the heart, it's about the community.
Exactly, I like that.
The red shirt that you got me over there is already one of my favorite shirts, I promise you that. That's my favorite color too, so I'm going to rock that constantly. There we go, JP.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna rock this hard.
We should probably take it out.
So. Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. So people can see.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Poetry and Chill.
Take that world.
PoetryandChillKC.com.
We'll have all your social medias, anywhere you need to be reached at, we'll definitely have that in our description, man. I do want to ask you one more question before we let you get out of here.
It's Tim's favorite question.
It is, man.
He's prepared.
I was always motivated by quotes as a kid.
Okay.
You know, sports, school, anything. Do you have a favorite quote?
Yeah, it's actually my own quote too.
Yeah.
I'm not even close to where I want to be, but I'm so far from where I used to be. That's one of my favorite quotes.
I'm liking that. I
like that one too.
Thank you.
So check out Poetry and Chill. Everything's gonna be in the description. It's an awesome event. We'll be seeing you soon, sir. We appreciate you coming up.
Thank you all for having me.
I appreciate it. On that note, stay positive.
We're out. We'll be right back.